The number one hit music station, 107.5 KZL. We have the president of Lanier Law Group, official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning, Lisa Lanier, on with us. Check her out on online, 107.5KZL.com. Keyword Lisa, or give her a call, 1-888-CONSULT. She has offices statewide. If you're injured on the job, hire Lisa Lanier. All right, good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Doing great.
A little under the weather. I'll throw that out there.
Katie has a ear infection.
I do, but I'm not going to complain.
It comes from...
You sound like you don't feel great. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
She said it came from her trips to the Big Easy, where she did motorboat a couple strippers.
Mm-hmm.
I did. Okay. Well, then that would account for it, of course.
That's where I got the bacteria.
And then she says she also was shaking hands and kissing babies. I don't know if she's running for office somewhere. I don't know what she's doing.
But somewhere I picked up something germy.
But she sounds like a politician all the way around with the strippers and everything.
I do. It's true.
So that's what her doctor said. I don't know where she goes to, her doctor's office talking about motorboating strippers, but sounds pretty interesting. Well, Lisa, we want to know, you've been an attorney for a long time and been very successful because you do a good job. Have you ever started off your opening argument or anything with a knock-knock joke?
No, that was embarrassing. I couldn't believe that, and apparently the jury just was that kind of silence that's like just deafening, and I think the attorney sort of had to just sort of melt back, and take a step back, and just it was just mortifying. I thought it was horrible.
Well, I've got the audio here. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear it real
please.
Quick before you do that, Producer Whitney. I mean, if you're living under a rock, this was during the George Zimmerman Trayvon Martin trial. This is George Zimmerman's defense attorney, and this is a murder trial. And this is how he starts off the murder trial.
Knock, knock. Who's there? George Zimmerman. George Zimmerman, who? All right, good. You're on the jury.
Yeah. Wow.
Nothing?
Nothing.
No, nothing, yeah.
That's funny.
No,
not funny.
No, it
isn't. After what you folks have been through the last 2 or 3 weeks?
Not funny.
Hey, how can that affect a jury?
I mean, I don't know what he was thinking. I think, sometimes in these high-pressure trials, I think, the lawyer, I think, decided he really needed to do something out of the box and creative, but it just made him look like a douche. I think it's terrible.
It did. Couldn't have said it better myself.
And I'm sure George Zimmerman, who's been waiting, I guess, a year and a half for this trial to start, is like, really?
Really? That's what you're going to
really?
Do?
Yeah.
And I don't know if he's a public attorney or if he's paying for it or if he's doing, I don't know what his deal is, a public defender. Yeah.
And this poor jury, then the prosecutor starts off with dropping the F-bomb and shouting like this, and it's a quote, supposedly, from the 911 tapes and stuff, but still, I mean, even in that, too, so this poor jury sitting there, they've had, they've had the expletives, they've had the knock-knock joke, and they're thinking, what have we gotten ourselves into?
Well, and then the prosecution star witness in this George Zimmerman trial, well, supposed star witness, gets on the stand and is just saying all sorts of things, and they catch her in all these different lies, and then says, like, the quote of the year, or I guess she's quoting, allegedly, Trayvon Martin. And
well, yeah, the lawyer.
The lawyer is, and he says this.
A creepy-ass cracker.
Hmm. And that was all over the news for, like, 3 days. Creepy-ass cracker was
he
going
said it,
nonstop,
like, 20 times.
At least. So it's like...
It sticks in your head. It's like you almost go around accidentally saying it after you've heard it so many times, right?
We were asking a couple days ago on our Facebook page, we were talking about it. We said, who is the biggest creepy-ass cracker on our show? And I guess that people had not heard that segment. And so when we asked on Facebook, the backlash was unbelievable.
Yeah, we're like,
who do you think you are? You're not helping the cause. How racist.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh.
Oh, my God.
Like, I'm not offended if you call me a cracker, but maybe some people are.
But
I don't
some
know.
Might be, I guess.
But have
I
you ever...
I called a cracker a time or two in
you
a nice
have?
Way. Yeah.
I remember, real quick, I remember we were working, me and my friend, this is embarrassing, actually doing community service for a prank that we did.
Way to go.
In high school.
Way to go.
We egged somebody's house and we had to do, anyway. So we're finishing up our community service. I don't know. I didn't know Lisa Lanier then. I could have got an offer. I mean, we threw eggs at somebody's house.
Did you learn a lesson?
Yeah.
Then you deserve to be there.
Like 100 hours of community service, though.
Good.
It's crazy. And we're finishing up at like this retirement home. And my friend, we were like, he was trying to back out of the parking, this parking space, and hit like a pole or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And just quoting this guy, older African-American gentleman, he had to be like 65. He's like, stupid ass cracker, like right to him. I about fell out of the car. I was laughing so hard. They're like, yeah, he is.
That's right, he is.
And
don't tell
around,
anybody.
He walked away and discussed stupid ass cracker. I never laughed so hard in my life. But yeah.
Oh, it's hilarious. I called an African American client on the phone not long ago, and her child answered the phone. And you know how a kid answers the phone and then puts the phone down, and you can hear everything. You hear him like clomping through the house. Yeah. Mom, telephone. And mom says, "Who is it?" And the little girl goes, "I don't know, some cracker."
That's great.
I was like, nice.
We're talking to our official attorney, Lisa Lanier. She's the official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning. Easy to contact, 1-888-CONSULT, 1075KZL.com, keyword Lisa as well. Just want to touch on this Paula Deen thing real quick. My question here, if all this ends up to not to be true, you know, the case that's against her and all this, and she loses all this money, does she have any recourse? Or I guess these are businesses, they can do whatever they want.
Should she just let it go?
Yeah, I don't think she has much recourse. And it sounds like, there sounds like there's documentation that she said some of this stuff, albeit a long, long time ago. Mm-hmm. And, unfortunately for her, if she proved absolutely that none of this ever happened and none of that was ever stated, then she still probably doesn't really have any recourse, because a lot of these contracts for entertainers have clauses, particularly with regard to sort of bad publicity and morals clauses and things like that, and that can allow them to be terminated where there's been this kind of backlash and this kind of outrage. And I'm not trying to voice a strong opinion about it one way or the other, but I do think that we have a tendency in our culture to really want to judge people, and
yes,
people go crazy with it. And personally, I don't. I think we all make mistakes. I don't think we should judge so harshly. Not just with regard to Paula Deen, but stuff like when John Edwards had the affair. People sort of what they're doing in their private life, then it gets blown into this big public forum. But the stuff, I'm loving all the parodies about Paula Deen, because then she's done herself no favors when she goes on and makes that ridiculous apology on the Today Show. Then I sent you guys a couple of them this morning. They make me howl.
Yeah, the one you sent us where, because in her apology on the Today Show, Paula Deen was like, "Well, I is what I is.
I is what I is, yeah."
It's like, if you've never said anything,
Paula,
pick up the biggest rock and throw it at me. And Lisa sent us a video this morning where someone actually picked up a rock and threw it at her. They did a spoof video and knocks her out. It's really funny.
It is hilarious. I could watch that 100 times, and I just think it's funny every time. And didn't somebody throw a ham at her a few years ago?
Yes.
Yes. It was by accident, though. It was by accident. She was doing a charity relief fund, and she was partnered with Smithfield Hams at the time, and she was on the back of a frozen ham truck, and they were kind of doing like a, what do you call those lines where you throw to one person, then they throw it to the next,
to the next.
And somebody tossed the ham up, the frozen ham, and she hadn't turned around fully to get it. She wasn't ready. And it slammed her right in the face, frozen ham to the face. And so, of course, people are looping it on their computer and watching it over and over.
Doing parody songs.
Yeah.
That's kind of what that Today Show parody reminded me of. But, don't you get the sneaky feeling, though, that she really is just like a big old racist deep down?
I don't doubt, because then she said during her Today Show interview that she's only said the N-word once. I'm like, come on.
And that we don't believe.
It's like, who's ever said one thing that was inappropriate one time? Who's ever said one cuss word one time in their life? Come on now. If you're going to try to apologize, say, "Look, I've said a lot of bad things. I'm not going to go through how many times. I regret it all. I should have never said it,
but to say that you've never said it more than once.
It's like, this, come on.
Pretty bogus.
But, and then like Alec Baldwin, for example, just the other day went nuts on some reporter and called him a queen. And people were saying, homophobic slurs. And then there's no outcry against him. So there's kind of like a weird double standard, because he's like kind of crazy or whatever. I don't know.
I really think it's more with women.
It seems to me, if you like all these people dropping her, closing her restaurants, dropping her products and stuff, it seems to me like the consumer can make that determination.
Yeah.
And if I think she's a big old racist, maybe I won't eat in her restaurant, but let the consumer make that choice, instead of closing all these things down.
I'm with you on that.
I agree.
Because I don't think Alec Baldwin should lose his sponsorships, but if we're going to start going down that path, how are you going to do one and not the other?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Right. Exactly.
You got big 4th of July plans?
We take the kids to see some fireworks and stuff, and maybe cook out a little bit and enjoy the 4th. I love the 4th of July, very patriotic. I always get a little misty-eyed over things like that, and love it. Absolutely love it.
Do you love Lee Greenwood's song?
Oh. You know.
It's okay. You can say, no, I hate it.
I hate that song, but I actually saw it. I saw it with the presentation of the flag and at a funeral about a year ago.
Oh.
And it really, yeah, it got me. I was like, oh, my God, you know, this is, it's the corniest song in the world, but it got me, I got to tell you.
That song will get me when I don't see him singing it. When I see him sing it with his comb over, then I can't take it seriously. When I don't see him and I just hear it, it gets me every time.
Yeah, it's kind of painful to watch him sing it, right?
All right, Lisa, you have a fun 4th, and I've been talking to Lisa Lanier, official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning. She has offices statewide. If you're injured on the job, give her a call, 1-888-CONSULT, 1075-KZL.com. Keyword Lisa, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.